Blog Talk Radio.
It's that take a nigga bitch music. You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there, but I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Club in the Lolo. Has it if somebody leave with your hoe. Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up 100 bill to the song. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting wrong. I'ma put a square bitch up on his rapper weed. I'ma turn her out and make a trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go on and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there. I'm popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. Hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares. Up through there, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boo there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. This gon' be the song in the spring, in the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Steady ducking low, so I gotta keep a ton of. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homies. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turn up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci Mane, niggas tryna clone me. Coming out tonight and we up through there. V Live on is crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there.
Yo, 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 hey, everybody, what's happening? Welcome to the Real Talk with the New Bitch Lovely Black on this beautiful Sunday night. I am actually on vacation, so I am not in my usual space, in my usual mind frame, so excuse my background and excuse anything that you may hear over this next hour. Yes, hour. We didn't do an actual 90 minutes like we normally do. I did 1 hour just because I definitely see the increase in listeners and over 8 countries listening in, and I salute you guys for listening in. Thank you very much for following me and my cause. Definitely continue to reach out to me on Instagram, The New Miss Lovely Black. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK. That's on Instagram. On Twitter, it's Miss Lovely Black 1, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number 1. If you want to reach me via email to book me for a branding project or to come on the show, make sure you email me at inquiries, the number 4, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com, and also the new Miss Lovely Black
at Tumblr.com. I'm thinking that's what my Tumblr is. Doom is Lovely Black. So, you know, we're making moves. Everything is so positive. Everything is looking up. And, you know, even though we're working through the renegades and the people that's pressuring, it's just so amazing, and I feel so great. This vacation has been in the works for some time now, and I'm finally on it, and I feel freaking good. Even though at the beginning, the first day I was here, I didn't feel as awesome, but I'm really super awesome. I'm on the passion, is what Tupac would call it, Hennessy and Alizé, and I've been drinking this since way earlier, so I'm completely, like, in my own zone. So welcome to my co-host, James. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Nice to know that you're nice and having a good time and vacationing, that you well deserve, by the way. So I'm glad you're very happy.
Thank you. You know what? I could have been anywhere. I had so many choices of where I wanted to be, but it just worked out for me to be here with my family. I haven't been here for some time with my family.
Cool.
And it just worked out for me to come here with them and spend time and do everything. I was going to the beach without them, and it worked out for me to go with them. And so, you know, for whatever reason, God has, you know, applied me to be with them. It definitely happened for this trip, and it was just simply amazing. I mean, I don't know why I'm here with my family, but I've been put here with this side of my family, and it's amazing. It's awesome, and we've been doing big things all day. Shout out to Luke Cannon, Hot Rod. That's my cousin here. He's doing big things in the music here in Orlando. Mr. Luke Cannon, Hot Rod on Mr. Luke Cannon _ Hot Rod on Instagram. I'm going to play some music the next time we do a show. I'm gonna put his music in rotation and have him entry, but he has some good tunes going on. I mean, I was kind of shocked, you know, when I seen him, he hugged me so tight, and I was like, oh, cuz, I miss you, you know. He went and did five up the road, and he learned the hard way of some things and who really down for you, who not down for you. So
you know,
you salute to real G's, you know what I'm saying, and it take a real G to sit down and do this time on your head. You know, I mean, the white folks try to tell you that it's ignorant, but the white folks send you up the road for a little bit of nothing. You can have a piece of a rock, and they're going to send you up the road and try to turn you against society. But at the end of the day, the black man still rocks to serve his family. You know what I'm saying? Why is it that our brothers have to give taxes to a white man for something that he's doing for his time? It really don't make sense. I mean, we could debate this all night, but I'm sure it's going to still come out on top. So, you know what I'm saying? He's a good brother that was out bad, made some wrong decisions in his life, and he served his time and came back out, you know, white man time, came back out. You know what I'm saying? Awesome brother doing big boy things, you know, and the one thing I love, you know, he's a brother. He did his time. He came back out and got him a white girl that's really taking care of him. You know, you can't beat your sister no better way than that. You know what I'm saying?
that's one way to stick it to them.
No bigger than that.
Like,
so at the end of the day, shout out to the winners, you know, in the winner's circle. I mean, just excuse me for that. Like I said, tonight I'm going to talk about whatever the fuck I want to. I'm there. I'm lit. I'm having a good time. It's raining like shit here.
Typical Florida summer weather.
We waited all day, and we were supposed to go back to the beach, but we decided to wait because it's race week in at Daytona. So we decided to wait till race week was over. And, you know, the holiday was over because, you know, of the rain and, you know, how everything has been, you know, taken up in price. Now, if it was black folks going out in the rooms, it would be $200 or $300 a night. But, you know, they may be between one and two because it's race week. But I digress. So we're going to wait for that to go, and then we're going to go to the beach and enjoy ourselves, man, with my family. It's been awesome. It's been awesome, man. We actually went out to eat this morning, and I was telling him, I was the simple things that I really see the difference in between the prices in Georgia and the prices here in Florida. It's crazy. We went out for breakfast, and I have my kids with me. So, well, right now, anyway, before I take off for the official vacation, And between me and my two boys, our freaking breakfast was $40. I was like, no, dude, see, in Atlanta, I wouldn't spend $40 for breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So it's just those simple things that I have to go through. It's the simple things that you go through here, you know, just price and everything. But the gas is cheaper here than it is there. But go ahead and tell us what's up.
No, I was just I'm curious, like, how much of difference of a price is gas by the gallon? Oh, I think we're still on the air. Well, I'm on the air, I think.
Well, the gas now, regular is $1.99 down here.
Oh wow! So yeah, it's even cheaper than here. Up here in New York City, it's about, I would say, $2.30 something, $2.40 something. Around there. So yeah, you definitely got it much better down there. So in Georgia, it's like how much when you're in Atlanta? You got distracted, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm just curious because I'm always curious about those gas prices because I know California ain't no joke. I don't know if it's still like that, but I know a few people out there and their gas prices, I mean, last time I heard, but even though it was months ago, it was pretty steep. I mean, I don't know how anybody drive out there. I forgot how much it was, but it was at least almost like five or some shit like that, four. That's what I last heard. But that was months ago, so it might have went down, who knows. But I mean, California ain't no damn joke. That's all I damn know. I know that for sure. And I hope everything with the new Ms. Lovely Black is okay. She got distracted by the Florida weather or something. Damn, I'm like left for dolo here. I'm used to that when I know it's when I'm hosting a show, not when I'm co-hosting and then like, oh yeah, guess what? You're on your own, motherfucker. Yeah. By the way, last week's show was freaking awesome. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's show, Stupid Things Men Do, please check that out. Especially when yours truly had a story to tell. Oh boy, I told one of my peoples about it, and they had to check it out. I have to spread the word because, you know, when someone pours out their blood like I do, just to make sure the show is listenable and everything, you know, to make it interesting, which is true. Everything I say is true. There's nothing fabricated or anything. Everything I say is true. Everything we say on here is absolutely true, unless we say to you, "Oh, we're just kidding," you know. But other than that, you know, everything we say is freaking true. So if you missed what I was talking about last week and everything that was going on, Stupid Things Men Do, especially yours truly, what I did, which was a huge mistake, go check that out after this show.
Yes,
but that was awesome.
Yes.
That show
got so many listeners, it was freaking crazy. And I was OMG, like, this show really had a lot. I mean, it really, like, the listener level spiked ridiculously. And I mean,
nice.
Ridiculously. And so I was proud of last week's show, even though that was your show. And we were talking about the crazy things that men do. And people just
clear.
Really tuned in. So
awesome.
So I'm not gonna let him come in. Oh, wait, hold on. We got a call. Let's see. I'm not going to dig you right now, but hold on.
Yeah.
We'll talk with the new man, Lovely Black. Who's calling?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Smokey. You can't hear
Hello?
You for shit.
There you go.
Hello, Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black. Who's calling?
How you doing?
Hi, who is this?
Orlando.
This who?
Orlando.
Orlando, how can I help you, baby?
I'm good. I just see that. I just see. I always look in the thing, so I just. guy called the number, you know, so, you know, find out.
You playing me love songs, or are you in love? Which one is it?
Love.
Or you high?
Love.
I'm high.
Oh,
I don't do any drugs. Can't be high.
Yeah, I don't have drugs whatsoever.
You have what?
I don't do anything to be high. So you're playing very loud love songs in the background, so I have to ask those questions.
Yeah. This is not good radio.
Hey, you can hear me now?
Well,
hey, you can hear me now?
It's still very loud. It's still very loud.
Okay, what do you wish me?
Go.
So how can I help you?
Sasha, I was just watching in the telegram, so I just decided to call the number and see what's going on, you know?
Okay. Where are you calling from?
New York.
What part of New York?
Manhattan.
You said Manhattan?
Where is he calling from, Coho?
I said Manhattan.
You said Manhattan? Oh, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh, what part of Manhattan, if you don't mind me asking? You don't have to give an address, you know what I'm saying?
Madison Avenue, anyway, you know, 126 or whatever.
Well, you have to go like that. Okay, so like Midtown is what you
said. Mm-hmm.
Midtown Manhattan. New York City in the
Midtown,
house.
Midtown.
Okay.
I'm not a house.
Damn.
I'm just outside, just, you know, chill outside,
no,
Robert.
No, that was just insane.
Call me rude or whatever, but his music was just a little too fucking loud to be calling in
it
on the show. To have something to fucking
not.
Say, okay?
No.
So being that my turn-up level is like at 1,000 tonight, I just don't feel like I want to go through that. So when you call into the show, what the fuck is the show number? 646-787-1839. Please call in the show and be respectful because I'm on vacation. I'm in vacation mode and my tolerance level is zero, okay?
I'm surprised.
So I don't know how you've seen my phone number, but you're listening to old school music. You're surprised I let it go as long as I did, right?
Yes. I thought right away.
But I thought that you were going to be able to talk to him and he was going to mellow out. And he was like, okay, can you hear me? And I'm like, okay. But yeah, you still got music loud playing in my ear. Bitch,
I know.
I'm so childish for that. So,
by the way, not all of us New Yorkers are like that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anywho, I don't need you to call in the show that bad. We do plenty of shows with me not answering people's calls. People call in all the time, and I don't answer the damn calls because I'm in the middle of a conversation, and I don't want to be interrupted, but I answered that call, and guess what? Okay.
So much for your instinct.
What the fuck was we talking about before?
About the show numbers of last week, and you were saying about that.
They were
like
excellent. They shot through the roof, and you guys understand that I have been doing one show a week lately. I told you guys before it started that I was doing one show a week. Forgive me, but I am so trying to get out of this damn class that I'm in. And this is the very last class that I have, my last class. I got an A- in it, and I was like, hoo-dee-hoo. So I got one more class, and I'm thinking, like, I'm going to try to go ahead and do all of this work when I get off of vacation, because I'm definitely not doing it while I'm on vacation, which I thought I would, but I'm not. And once I get finished this last class, I can go back to my normal two shows a week. The way that the shows are, I be trying to get every day that I can of chill time because I am, like, exhausted. But my kids were in Florida for a whole month, right? And I just came and got them. So I'm like, you know, the baby, he's like, mommy. I swear to God, he's driving me crazy every damn 2 seconds. Mommy. And I'm like, okay, he missed me. And so when I seen him, he was like standing on the corner of the couch, and he had something in his hand, and he politely put it down and shot across the room and got in my arms and just hugged me for like 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, he misses me. Like my baby is a homebody. And we're here, and I'm like, you know, I'm here. I got a lot of things going on. And he's just like, mommy, I want to go home. Mommy, I want to go home. And I'm like, okay, not yet. And he was like, tomorrow? Are we going home tomorrow? And I'm like, oh, God. So You know, I have a 2-year-old that will be 3 July 22nd. And you just think, like, 1 month of him being away, and then you come back and he's saying all kind of words that he wasn't saying. And it's like, you know, it's kind of crazy to me. It's very weird. He's like, you know, tomorrow, mommy? You know, it's like, I want a cheeseburger. I don't eat beef in my house. I don't cook beef. I don't buy beef. But, you know, being down with my dad, he's been eating burgers or whatever. So, you know, normally if we go to McDonald's, and I just pull in, now he's like, mommy, I want to go to McDonald's. Dude, how do you know what the hell a McDonald's is? So I'm like, okay, so in my house we eat, you know, on point, and, you know, it's a lot of meat and vegetables, and I don't buy beef, and I don't buy a lot of pork unless it's ribs. You know, we eat primarily chicken and good stuff, right?
Good.
And so I'm like, oh, God, this guy knows what McDonald's is. And so I pull up, in which I normally give him chicken nuggets and just fries, and he goes, mommy, I want a cheeseburger. I'm like, wait, how do you know how to say cheeseburger? And how do you know what a cheeseburger is, right? So I'm having these mommy moments like, what? You want what? You know, it's crazy. It's weird. But I'm enjoying it. I completely miss my baby to freaking death. And I'm like, dude, but, I don't really see. Like, I'm like, yeah, we can't do this anymore. So he misses being home. He misses being in his home and his element. Right?
Yeah.
Because his room is like, he has like a slide on his bed and toys everywhere. Wonder. And, you know, he's used to being in his own environment, right? And he hasn't been in his own environment. So, with that, I picked them up. I was going to pick them up at the end of the week, but I grabbed them now and I was like, okay, I'm going to grab them now and I'll just take them back when we get ready to, you know, shoot out to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is, you know, for real with me. I'm just really enjoying my time. I still have yet to shoot promo videos, but I think I'm going to shoot some tonight once the kids, you know, kind of tone it down a little bit. Or even after the show, I'm going to go outside and shoot some promo videos and act a damn donkey because I have nothing else to do. And I'm just so happy to be at home,
but,
you know, with real folks, like people that you understand, like, there are genuine and real dudes that are here, but the city itself won't pay me like I needed to pay me, so I can't come. But I did vow that I'll start coming back more than, you know, once every 16, 17 months, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's your home state. You know what I'm saying? You know about Florida. And, by the way, I think you knew it pretty well inside out. Let me just say, even though I'm your co-host, and yes, you notice I threw away the guest part of it, since I'm your co-host, I'm saying this also as a person looking from the outside, not just on the inside. So what I'm about to say, I'm not kissing your ass, I'm just keeping it real. Your videos are awesome on Instagram. I mean, you have me
thank you.
Dying, because it's real. See, when I laugh something hard at something, it's because it's real. You know, it's like, I love it. And I make sure I pass the word as much as I can. Matter of fact, a friend of mine at my, quote, unquote, as I do quotations in the air with my fingers at my other job that I do, I let them know about the show. And she was listening, and she loved you right away. And I was like, because I was telling her, I said, yo, you know, homegirl, you know, she don't be saying shit just for shotgun. She says shit because it's the truth. And when she heard it, when she heard some of it, she didn't get to the part yet what I said last week. Which I told her, trust me, I know when you see me next time, you're going to be laughing your ass off to me. She was like, yeah, I like her a lot. I said, I told you. So, you know, one person tells another person, another person tells another person. You know what I'm saying? Your listenership in New York City might go up a little. I'm just saying. You might get a little like, oh, what's this in New York City? Okay, that's cool. So I love that. And your 2-year-old is adorable. I remember that video you did like a weeks back. And he's like, I swear, I would have thought he was older because his mindset is so on point. I'm dead ass. It's like, wow, he's like, man, I don't remember being at 2 at that age, being that so, like, articulate and, you know, just very observant, very articulate, and, you know, he's very smart, you know, I'm telling you. Like for a 2-year-old? Oh my God. I was like, for real. I was like, well, he's adorable though. I loved it. Yeah. So yeah, he's special. I could tell. You could tell like, yeah, he's gonna be a special kid. I'm telling you. He's gonna be doing something. I could tell.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, and I mean, I guess at one point I did it, but you know, my children are the world to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's like, no matter what I do, I have to see these guys. Even if I was going out to work on the weekend, after that's over, I gotta see my dudes. You know? I mean, how can I see my children, my dudes, but put in time to go see a man, you know, that I have no attachment to? Like, that don't work.
Yeah. Like, anytime I went out with a woman that had kids, I always said, and this was me saying this, because I'm very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's put it like this. I make sure everything's on point. So I said, listen, they come first before me, no matter what. You know, they're your kids, da da da. So don't ever, you know, pick me over your children. You know, I wouldn't want that. Now a lot of guys wouldn't say that shit, especially if they're on mission.
Me being in the game as long as I was, I seen women that men would be like, yeah, I'm doing this for my kid, da da da. And women would be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's straight. And then they would get off the phone and be like, oh, he need to drop his little fucking ass off, or he need to drop her ass off. You know what I'm saying? Like they were genuinely doing what to do to his kid. And that was crazy.
Word. Yeah, well, some women, you know, I don't know. I don't know sometimes. That's not right. I wouldn't feel right about it. I think that's not, as they say in the Jewish community, kosher. Just saying. Not cool. Yeah, I'm just saying. You would think people are, that's the word I was looking for, considerate. I'm very considerate. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's people that understand that, you know, we date anyone. And let's put it like this. A lot of women, you know, when you on the, if you're single, whatever, you dating another woman, I would say about definitely more than 50%, they definitely had kids with someone else. And, you know, you're going to have to realize, like, hey, if you're really into this person, you got to deal with, you know, their responsibilities, what they got to do. You know, if you turn into, and it goes for both sexes, you know, a man that is a single parent, or, you know, if you get all caught up, like, what's up with your kids, then you know what, then leave. You know what, don't be that person to be like, well, it's either me or your kids. Don't do that. That's not cool. All right? If you don't feel it, how about this? If that's the way you are and you don't want to date somebody that has kids, then don't start with that person in the first place. Find somebody that don't have kids. But don't be like, oh, okay, well, this person's good looking, whatever. I'll try, you know, whatever, see if I can do it. And you know damn well you ain't won't be able to do it, but you go through it anyway. That's not cool. So that's not cool to you, and that's not cool to that person. What if that person really does like you? And then you turn around and, your kids are always that and that. Yeah, that's not cool. I'm just saying. Don't do it then. Then step off. You shouldn't have never went in the first place. Okay, you know what? I just don't date anyone that has kids. You know, just keep this, be real to yourself. That's what I'm saying. And then that way, that's one less thing you have to be, you know, concerned about. That's all I'm saying.
But,
you know, some people, they just put themselves in situations. I don't know.
I
don't understand. I'm just saying. But I digress. Yeah, so a very short vacation. So damn, you're already like 29 minutes in the show already. Look at that. Are we halfway already? Jesus. Time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're having fun. And you know what, all types of fun. Yeah, I mean all types of fun. When you have all types of fun, especially the really good fun time, yeah, time goes fast. Time goes fast. Like, wow, it was 2 hours? Damn.
I'm good. But any, when you have a good time at anything, it doesn't have to be sexual. You know, when you're hanging out with somebody that's real cool or whatever, you know, you're drinking, whatever the hell, you know, as long as you're not hurting nobody, it's the best thing. But also sucks, too, because it's like, damn, it's already late and shit. Like, damn, like, why can't this happen when I'm at someplace I don't want to be, like, at work? Why can't time go be like that? Yeah, it's like, shit, can we switch it around? Like, when you're having fun, the time goes slow. And then when you're not having a good time, it goes fast. But that never happens that way, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, I'm actually about to do promo videos because
Ooh.
I said
nice.
I would, and I haven't.
Absolutely.
Because I have been on everything other than promo videos, right? And I can't wait.
Nice. That's going to be cool.
Mm. Right?
Seems like you've been very busy these last few minutes.
Oh. Well, I've been letting you talk.
But I know, but
Don't
you always do. But, you know, I know you always do, but you're usually, you know, but I can see, I'm very observant. I could tell when, okay, she's busy doing something. I don't know what it is, but. I can tell, you know what I'm saying? But you always let me talk. You always have, you know, we see, and a lot of people don't realize, like when usually people do shows, they're together, and they can see eye contact with each other. This is not how this show is. I don't think people realize, you know. I'm calling from New York. She's in, and, you know, parts unknown as we speak. And, you know, to have that chemistry where we know when to step in without looking at each other, That takes some sort of talent. I'm just saying, to know when, okay, I shut up, she come in, I shut up, then, you know, I come in, then she do what she has to do, whatever. And the new Miss Louis Black.
I'm saying right now, I'm flying in a motherfucker. I'm flying in a pelican right now. But go ahead, what are you saying?
No, I was saying how, you know,
I'm
how we.
I'm flying a motherfucker right now. I'm just saying right now, it's just going down. And I'm gonna show the fuck out because that's what I do. I'm at home, and guess what? In Orlando, Florida, that's where a beef was born. And goddamn it, it's just what it is, man.
Yeah, shout out to Orlando,
wait
Florida.
To turn.
You don't love Orlando, Florida.
I'm like the real crew right now, the real crew. Anywho,
cool.
So this has been my week. I've been waiting to get out of this damn office and. I got so much on my schedule to do, but promo was one because I'm going to be in so many places. So promo was something different that I had to do, you know?
I hear you. You have to do that. Trust me, I know. I can feel you on that. I do that shit all the time on my social media, on my shows and stuff. So I feel
right? And I was highly disappointed because everything in there had a little bit of ass, right? It was five girls in rotation, and one of the girls, I think I gave this bitch, like, I had 100 ones. She may have gotten 70 of the 100 ones, right? So I was the highlight of her night because she was really making no money. She was just going in here sitting up under dudes, right? And the raggediest bitch in the club was making all the money because she was working the club. Like, she was working the club all the way, right? Salute to this bitch. She was ragged. And so, you know, I'm with an original OG, and he, like,
cool.
I'm being petty, so I'm going to make her dance for him. And I had, like, $6 in my hand, and he, like, snatched it out of my hand, like, just give it to her. But I'm about to tell him, like, hey, let her dance for you, and he know it. So he trying to rush the girl off, right? And, I mean, it just felt good to be with original OGs and doing my thing. And
cool.
It was amazing, man.
Yeah, sounds like you definitely really are turning it out. That's good. See, that's how a real vacation is supposed to be. Enjoy yourself. Not just sitting around doing nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, that's cool to relax, whatever, but, you know, you're actually really going out there having a good time. Good for you. You deserve it. You deserve it. Too bad I don't have no video of this, but you deserve it.
I'm gonna have a video, Shirley. Listen, I'm gonna bring in my number one turn up partner
people don't understand that the people that I talk to and interact with, they more than likely family of mine. Some men don't care.
Cool.
They like, oh, that's because they let me try to holler. Listen, let me tell you something. If you ever try to holler at me with anybody that's close to me that I interact with or talk to, I never fuck with you ever in life. And I know it. So just understand that. But my turn up buddy, and like a lot of people on Facebook know that it's my family. So a lot of people follow her because she's just as crazy as I am. She's the younger version of Mouth, you know, as slick as it is. And so we about to turn up, and she don't understand, but we've been drinking the Passion, Hennessy, and Alizé, and she's kind of like in a zone, in a zombie zone. She's chilling. And so I told her, I was like, hey, when I get ready to do the show, we're going to do the show together. And she goes, huh? And I said, show together, right? So you guys got to hear something in my background for a second here. And it's going to be cute. Ew! Oh, we're going to turn up. We're going to turn up. You got to film me doing my video, and we're going to have a good time, cuz. Yes, you can't drink and then go to sleep. That's not how this works. No, it's not ready. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, good.
She has like 38 gay titties. Like, it's crazy.
Damn. All natural?
Bigger titties.
All natural?
Okay, they're 36 triple D's is what she says. I think she's in an E, but, you know. But she's like, how old are you? How tall are you? She's 5'3", though, with these titties on her.
Okay.
And she has a slender body, and she has these titties, and she has a slick mouth like mine has been.
Oh.
And she had two cups of drink, and now she's laying down. And because we're on vacation. So her and my other cousin, we all have vacation at the same time. And it was one of those things that we were going out to Miami, and then we changed our mind at the very last minute. So it's all good.
Well,
are you
going to
be
like
ready?
How
do I look, cuz? I look like a snack?
Yeah, you're
going to
be more than a snack.
I'm going to be more than a snack. What am I going to be? Excuse me, thanks. What am I going to be? Oh, excuse me, and thanks? Oh, okay, great. Well, at least I'm excuse me, and thanks. I'll be back in shortly, and then we're going to go do some videos outside, okay? So don't go to sleep.
Nice. Yeah, don't go to sleep. Don't be resting those titties yet.
You said I'm going to be more than a snack. I'm going to be like, excuse me, and thanks. Okay, so I guess that's what it is. So check this out, people. Put in some music and we'll be right back.
Ooh, nice.
Run off in the building, baby. Yeah. Booming. Trap food, auto, cash. Hey.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my truck be booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be boom. My trap be booming and beating. My young nigga eating. Ain't answering the door with that strap. Young nigga sneaking and geeking. Ain't nobody sleeping. We 24 hours a truck. So what do you mean? We trying to get it. And if I ain't got it, bet I can go get it. Serving the stick. What do we care about snitching? We kill them and throw them in this. Do all the dish. No residue on the stove and the countertop all in the kitchen. You might not get it. I get a pack in the hit and I remit some damn draw the tick. Charging you 33 for all that birth. But when they remit, nigga, that's how to pimp. Got a man out of dope, so now I'm just a sister. Like
like I was here for all of my partner Blake Griffin. But I still pull up with that rock, young nigga. I ain't no running off your egg and shot, young nigga. Everything can touch straight drop, young nigga. Cop a bird by the motherfucker stop, young nigga. Walk, young nigga. You ain't talking about getting canned and your head getting blocked. Trout like a shark. Pull up and get everything you need from a knee to a motherfucking gun. That's how we rock, and that's what we doing. How you eating in your trap ain't boom. Little bitty bitch, I'ma serve. And I keep bread around me like a bird. Shooters on the roof, we ain't worried about burglars. And if I don't know you, don't expect me to serve. Drug dealing murder. Same shit, brand new day. What you expect when everybody say, yeah? Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. Boom. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck boom. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck boom. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. Boom. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck boom. 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 Booming, yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be booming.
Catch in the mail to see that I fuck up the way with a very low ticket. Bills of the gas and bills of the midget. My nigga, I got it, my nigga, come get it. Catch it, little nigga, I'm flexing, little nigga. I want it, it's nothing, I snatch it, my nigga. Run around drones and treasure, my nigga. But why would you say any bullets on slimmer? Long agenda, good friend out of the winter. Tryna pull up by the summer, my bitch is a winner. Eat all like chicken tender. Smoke a 3-5 up for dinner. I am the man, I can see 100 on grand. I lay with you, boy, I ain't playing. What is you saying? Run off, we take over land. What? No bitch, cause I can. I need a fan, block hot mic with a tan. D cracker can't stand. Run out the streets, no motherfucking band. Peel off a Florida with my feet in the sand. Boss nigga sick, shit you wouldn't understand. Mother call the street when you're dealing with them down. Cut your ass nigga, no, you know I can't spam. Test them out, vert, somebody better tell them. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my trap be booming, boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my trap be booming, boom, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap boom, boom, boom. Booming, yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be booming.
Turn me up my head, ho. Look. But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, all good, I got my game up. That's why I got that check, Nerf, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Coat, yeah, that Bankhead hoe. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump two door, that cop roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Try to fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. Check though, what you wanna do the homie, asking why I flex though, flexing all this shit cause I done did it, I done came up, what the fuck you doing, you niggas still up on the same stuff, west side Atlanta where I'm from, born and raised, and you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day, get my hands real good like a handful of spade, and my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain, nerd.
Money.
come and change your mind.
Money.
I do this all the time, but bitch ain't hard to find. You be in it and you know you losing all the time.
Ooh.
My grind tied to my mold. Got a lot of time for these hoes. Better get a high little nigga told y'all niggas I'm straight from Bankhead Cold. I represent that new role that my niggas at Tested Cold. Still
ooh.
Trying to get that money, man. Don't let them know we grind hard for this shit. And I'm on my shit. If you ain't talking about money, then you ain't making no sense, nerd.
My series of favorite songs that I like to
turn up.
But check this out. I just put a spread on Instagram, so check me out on Instagram. So what?
Oh, I got to check that
out. You know what I'm saying? Baby gut, so what? You know, I'm doing what I do. And, you know, I'm representing for it. You know, I mean, ain't no shame in my game. I'm a work in progress, and I'm working. See, the one thing about these women, they go get these surgeries on their body, and then they present themselves to you and make you feel like, oh, they've been working out all this time and they got these results. Well, I am showing you the actual results from working out. I'm actually working out. I'm not doing no surgeries. I'm doing this the long way, the hard way. I'm not doing no drugs. I'm not doing anything. I am doing it. You know, I look at this as a milestone for me, because when I picked up all this weight, it was just a happy place in my life. I was at a very, very happy place in my life. I wasn't doing anything. I was focused, and I was me. And I kicked up weight. You know what I'm saying? I was living a good life. And now I'm like, okay, it's time to get off, you know, get off this weight. And you know, I'm in a good mode, and I'm in a good place. So make sure you check out Instagram. And, you know, I just put up some new-ish on Instagram. As we have 9 minutes left, co-host, what do you have?
Well, what I have to say real quickly is everybody enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Don't do nothing stupid. If you're going to do the fireworks thing, that's all good, but don't be dumb and blow off some few fingers or anything like that, you know. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. That's all I got to say. But, you know, just be careful out there and enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Now, as far as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973, YankeeMan1973 on Twitter. On Instagram is Jimmy873, JimmyAce73. On Facebook is James Acevedo, Acevedo. I do my shows Fridays, my own show that I host, the Best Woman's Live Show, every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, exclusively on Mixlr.com/EAR-owner. That's Mixlr spelled MIXLR.com/EAR-owner, O-W-N-E-R. That's the live link. And that's where you'll be able to listen to my crazy ass talking not only about what's going on in the sports world, but whatever else I have in my head in that moment. And always the second hour is always the guest hour, which is where I had the very lovely, the host of this show of Real Talk, the new Ms. Lovely Black, came on my show, and the rest is history. That's how we got together on this show. And I've had a lot of different guests, you know, from all forms of entertainment. It's not only just the adult entertainment, you know, and all forms of their comedy, you know, independent artists and music, actors, actresses, comedians, you name it, I have them on. It's no filter like this show, so it's a lot of fun. And I do a whole bunch of other stuff, but that'll take up the whole rest of the 7 minutes, whatever, so we have left. So just follow me on my social media pages, and you'll catch up on what I'm up to. That's all I have to say. Thank you for the floor.
I actually ended up taking a nap. That shit was so long. My baby is on the floor playing with his car. And actually, for the latter part of the trip, I was like, oh, I should take my kids. And everybody was like, yeah, no, don't take your kids. So, for the beginning part of my vacation, I have my kids with me. I am such a mommy, I swear to God. And probably if I'm on doing a radio show on Wednesday, you would probably hear my kid in the background. Again, because we're not at home and we're not in this huge space and we're not in a place where, you know, he can go one place and I can go one place. He's going to be up under
me.
Because he hasn't seen me in a month, and it's not what my children, me and my children do at this point in my life, you know? Like, I'm 35 years old. You know, at some point in your life, you really have to get it together and make your kids the center of your life, no matter what it is that you're doing, and your kids should be home with you and coming home to you. So, you know, if you're over, I'm going to give you 32, well, really 30. I mean, like there's no excuses. If you're over 30 and you have children, and your children don't come home to you, you really need to reevaluate your life. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of who they come home with, you need to evaluate your life and what it is that you're doing, because I can assure you, no matter how much money you're making, no matter who you're seeing, your life is not right. You don't even understand what you're missing without your kid being in your life. And some of you bitches don't deserve children. Some of you bitches just really need to leave the children where they are. And I get that part. So if you suck as a parent, then just admit it. You don't have to, you know, sugarcoat it and be like, I got a child, I do this, I do that. If you suck as a parent, you just suck as a parent. You know, bottom line. You know, me, you know, I'm not pregnant. I'm just, you know, one of those super mommies. mind, but yeah, I'm actually ready to turn up and really continue to enjoy my vacation. It's been an amazing experience thus far, and I really can't complain. I won't complain under any circumstances of this trip. I've spent a lot of money thus far, and, you know, me, I want to cook as to, you know, being on vacation. People are like, oh, let's go buy some food. And you're like, shit, I really don't have any more food. You know, but you know, it's kind of the mold that we've been in, just like, buy food. So, like, tonight, you know, it was, you know, we brought pizza. And God knows I really want pizza because I still work out every day. And in actuality, like, you don't have to tell your body what you're supposed to have and what you shouldn't have. Your body will tell you it's disgusting. So my body took it, but it was kind of like, you know, okay, you know this disgusting, right? And so I actually, you know, did my workout, my cardio, even though I didn't have workout equipment. And I still made it happen. So salute to me this morning, getting up, figuring it out, figuring out how to, you know, get 10 sets of this and 10 sets of that. And then the last exercise, 6 sets of the last exercise. So no matter what it is, I still push and make it happen because I am very excited about the results that I've made. And
You should.
I'm trying.
And you should.
I'm little Boosie, you know. So I don't know what I got to do to get little Boosie, but if I got to be skinny, I probably won't ever have him. But I'm waiting on Boosie. I'm trying to get on Boosie team. So yeah, like I said, you got my information. The contact may be Instagram. To contact me via Tumblr, to contact me via Twitter, Miss Lovely Black number one. Instagram is the new Miss Lovely Black. Tumblr is the new Miss Lovely Black. Tumblr.com. To send me an email, it's the new Miss Inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. And also just understand that I may have a show on Wednesday. I may not have a you want? You want to go home? can mommy enjoy her vacation before you want to go home? Yes? Please? Thank you. you want to go home?
Aww.
I know you want to go home, but can I enjoy the rest of my vacation before you go home? I know. It's hard, right? Yeah, he's like such a homebody. And he's just like, I want to go to my home. I want to be in my bed. I want to be, you know, in my house. I want to be outside with my friends. So,
that's
you know,
the thing.
You can't blame him. You really can't blame
him.
But mom's going to continue to enjoy her vacation. Even though I know he wants to go home. We're going to get there when I'm ready to get there. This is my vacation. Mommy doesn't have any vacation time on a regular basis. So I have to adhere to the fact of children year round. So.
Yeah.
So that's all information. I may do a show Wednesday. I may not. I can't promise you anything. Wednesday, I probably would not be here. So. You know, just keep in mind, the turn up is very real. So just bear with me. I need this break. It's everything in the life, everything in the world to me. Thank you for joining the show, James.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. You're
and,
very welcome.
If you have
a
show
you.
Idea, feel free to email them to me, to hit me via Twitter or Instagram, and we'll do a show. I just really wanted to get in and do something with you guys because I know that I'm probably not going to do something on Sunday, and I didn't want to just not have a show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause especially on your vacation. But, you know, I understand, especially when we didn't do a show Wednesday. So if you would have done a show Wednesday, I think there would have been no show tonight. I would have bet on it probably.
So
tonight is better than Wednesday. I promise you it is, because I'm supposed to be in the Bahamas. So at the end of the day, kind of don't want to do that. Like, that is, I just haven't said much, but, you know, I'm telling you, my week is completely booked. So tonight is definitely better than Wednesday for me.
Good,
and that's why I just make sure I came on and had something to say. I wasn't promoted today because it wasn't a big show. It wasn't something that.
Like a topic.
So, for sure. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. I'm about to go turn up. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Thank you, James, for calling in. And
we'll see
if we have something on Wednesday. If not, great. If we do, great. If not, then I'll see you back here on Sunday, okay?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it'll be a full hour and a half show next week, I would say.
All right. So, thank you, guys, for tuning in, and good night.
Yeah, bye, everybody. Bye. Listen to me. This.
Okay.